Okay, I got two emails yesterday, both about Schach, so I thought we'd talk about both of these things. One, I got an email from an old Talmud of mine, Emmanuel Shalev, with a link to a CRC psak about buying Schach from Home Depot. About buying, they sell bamboo fencing, and the CRC had a psak that it was mutter, and then he included in the email that it seems that they withdrew that psak. So maybe to discuss what the halachic issue is. Doesn't seem that anything changed la halacha. Then Rabbi Rothbach sent me an email with a picture of a mat that apparently is under a Star K hashkacha, and it looks like almost like a Venetian blind. It has like these slats of wood that are held together instead of with cloth, they're held together with like fishing line. And he wanted to know what the poskim generally say about that. And then, of course, we should stop and talk about mats in general. So in order to deal with all three of these issues, you need to really discuss three topics in the halachas of Schach. You have to discuss whether mats in general are necessarily mekabel tuma, and if they are, then that would be a problem. You have to discuss whether there's a problem of gzeiras tikra, that this is a, not that they're mekabel tuma, but that there's some sort of gzeira that this is too similar to regular roofing material. And you have to discuss the issue, the chumrah of maimid, that generally we try not to support our schach with something that's mekabel tuma. So the basic background is that the Torah tells us chakasukas tasilcha ba'asbucha migarncha miyikvecha, and the Gemara darshins that b'psolas garen v'yakev akasum medaber, that you're supposed to make schach out of the psolas garen v'yakev, out of the non-fruit material that emerges from your vineyard or from your fields. So what we derive from there is that the schach has to be made from gidulei karka. It has to be tolush min hakarka. It can no longer be attached to the ground, and it has to be made from something that is not mekabel tuma. So let's say if you have wooden kalim, that's no good because they are mekabel tuma. And not only that, even after they break and they're no longer mekabel tuma, they remain possible for schach. Look, there are some other dinim related to schach. If you have a very smelly schach, that's a problem because we're afraid that you might come to abandon your sukkah. But let's take one of these issues at a time. So issue number one, we'll discuss, are mats automatically mekabel tuma just by virtue of the fact that they are a mat? So this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Yotes about machzelas kanim. You have a reed mat, and there's a machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah, but the sheet of the Tanakama is that if it's a sa'an l'shchiva, then you're not allowed to use such a mat. If it's made to rest on, you're not allowed to use it. But if it's a sa'an l'sikuch, they made it to be used for schach, then it's perfectly permissible. The ensuing discussion in the Gemara seems to tell us that the whole machlokas is only about, if you're not sure, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah Tanakh, the Kamen Reb Lezer, the whole machlokas is only if you're not sure what it's made for. But if you know that it was made l'sikuch, then you're for sure okay. Then it's for sure going to be fine. It's not so pashut because the Rush discusses a case where somebody asks somebody else to make a mat for them, and the guy who's ordering the mat intends it to be used l'sikuch. So do we assume that that's enough, that the machshava of the lokeach is enough, or do we look at the machshava of the person who's actually producing it? And this might be relevant, or was relevant, l'maisa, when they would contract Chinese factories to make these mats, and they were making it for whatever reason. They didn't care what they were making it for, so they probably assumed that they were making it l'shchiva or something like that, whereas the buyers were assuming that they were making it l'sikuch. The Ramah and Tafresh Chavtas Sivav passings like the Rush, that Kavana L'sikuch is only good enough if the Rov Anshei Yair use a L'sikuch, meaning that it's not enough that the Lokeach has that Kavana, the Rov Anshei Yair have to have that understanding that that's what it's made for. So how does this apply to our mats? So again, the mats that are made in China, the Rov Anshei Yair over there would use it L'shchiva. So one might think that based on the Rush we have a problem. However, it could be that the relevant makom is not the makom that it's made, but the makom that it is used. And where we use it, certainly the Rov Anshei makom use it l'sikuch. And even in China, the kind of mats that we use for our, I can't imagine sleeping on them. I can't imagine that they would use those l'shchiva. So it has to be, it's probably understood that this is not meant l'shchiva. There is another Kabbalah's Tumah issue that Rav Moshe raises. Aside from what the Mishnah discusses, Rav Moshe, in the Gemara, Rechaim Chelek Aleph, Tufayin Zayin in a tshuva that was written in the year Tuf Reish Ayin. So, no, does that make sense? No, it can't be. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. But it was written many, many years ago, an early tshuva from Ramosha about, talks about using Venetian blinds, which were pshute kliates, that are connected by something that's makabel tuma. And Ramosha says, forget about a mat, if the strings that weave it together are metame because they are arug, they're woven together strands, then they are there for, and they are obviously pasul sikuch. It turns the entire thing into something that's mekabel tuma, and therefore the entire kli, the entire Venetian blind is mekabel tuma in its own right. He said if it were a strand that were synthetic material that's not woven together, it's just a single strand, then it would be fine. It would not make the whole thing mekabel tuma, but because that which holds the whole thing together is mekabel tuma, the entire kli is considered to be something that's mekabel tuma. What other issues do we have? So now that we don't have the issue of the mats being mekabel tuma, so there is an issue of gzeiras tikra. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes Si'if Yud Ches says that you can't be mesachech b'nesarim sharechavim dalet tfachim, with the boards that are four tfachim wide, and even if you're hovech al tzidon, you turn it on the side where it's less than four tfachim on the side, you still can't use it. It's considered like a cheftz of schach pasul on a derabanan level, and the Shulchan Aruch then mentions that there's a minug not to use any smooth wooden beams at all, even if it's less than four tefachim, because it's the kind of thing that people would use as roofing material, so a person shouldn't use that at all, even if it's less than four tefachim, and it's not included in the original Isser Midrabanan. So the Rav Yashiv has a chumra based on a Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes, that any time you take a bunch of little things and you connect them together, and now it's only held together as a single unit that's more than four tefachim, so Rav Yashiv, based on that Rashba, assumes that that's considered to be nesarim that are more than four tefachim that you're not allowed to use for schach mishum gzeres tikra. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva and Tafayin Gimel disagrees. He says that if it's not the kind of thing that's going to prevent rain from coming in, and it's not the kind of thing that anybody would ever use for schach, so then for roofing material, then you don't have to worry about it just because it's strung together. That's not the tikra they were talking about. The tikra, gzeres tikra they were talking about, was using wide boards. These are not wide boards. And it seems that the Rov Minyan Obinyan Shalposkim Bizman Hazeh assume not like Rav Yashiv. They say Rav Yashiv changed his psak. I never saw that, but that's what I've heard. Anyway, so that's the issue as far as the minhag, as far as Gzeres Tikra is concerned. Then the third issue is the issue of maimed. According to the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes, that being maimed b'davar makabel tuma is a chumrah that we try to observe. In Sivkat Chav Beis, Mishnah Brura writes that kama achronim right ledina that lechachil yesh lizayir shelo lahamid aschach b'davar makabel tuma, based on many Rishonim, and therefore b'diavad, he says, you don't have to be machmir about this, but lechadchila, we should try not even to support the schach with something that's mekabel tuma. So the fishing line that's used to connect the star case schach is not in itself mekabel tuma, it's just not kosher l'sikuch. So generally speaking, you can't even be maimed b'davar shein mesachin bo. You can be maimed with a wooden beam, even though you can't be mesachich with a wooden beam, because that's only a psul midrabanan, mishum gzeres tikra. But if you can't be maimed something with your lechachila, one should not be maimed the schach with something that's ein mesachin bo mida oraisa. So bottom line, where does that leave us with all three of our categories? So with the regular schach mats that are held together by more wood or by more reeds, and that Rav Yashiv would be machmir, many others, almost everybody else, is mekel. What about the CRC's suggestion that you can go and buy the Home Depot mat? So instead of paying whatever it is, $300 for a frum mat with a hashkach, with a badatz or whatever, you can pay $30 and get a 8x16 mat or something like that. So the CRC initially said that you can do that because they're bamboo, very, very thin slats of bamboo that are held together with some sort of wiring, with some sort of metal wiring. So they're not worried about gzeres tikra because they don't hold like Rav Yashiv. As far as maimid, They said very simple, you can solve the maimed problem as long as what holds the schach from underneath it are wooden beams, and you put wooden beams on top of it to hold it down, so these very thin pieces of bamboo could stay on the sukkah without the metal. The metal's there to make it easier to pull it off and put it back on. But as far as staying on the sukkah, being maimed on the sukkah, that it could do even without the metal. So that's what the svara was to be makel. But they said you just have to be very careful that it should run perpendicular to the beams below it, because if it runs parallel to the beams below it, then if the wiring weren't there, all the slats would just fall to the ground. So then really the slats are a maimed. When it runs perpendicular, the slats would actually stay just based on the beams that are under it and the beams that are on top of it. So why did the CRC change their mind? They said they discovered that they're so flimsy that by the end of Sukkot, you had chamasim rubim mitzlasa. You had more sunlight than you had shade, so they weren't comfortable telling people they can use this. But what they do tell people is buy two of them and put them one on top of the other, and then you'll have tzlasim rubim chamasa for the entire Sukkot, and that would be okay. The star kemets are a little different. It's sort of like the opposite problem. That which holds it together is not mekabel tuma. That which holds it together are these thin strands that are not mekabel tuma, but they are also not kosher l'sakech bo. So since it's held together by a fishing line, which is not mekabel tuma, it's not a kli, and the schach itself is also not mekabel tuma. You could prevent maimed b'davar mekabel tuma using the same eitz as the CRC. What about the slats themselves? The slats themselves are smoothed out pieces of wood, and I thought the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is not to use any sort of smoothed out beams of wood, even if it's less than dalet tefachim. So the Star K points out that the minig was only for something that's more than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, which these slats are, then even the minig doesn't apply. And Rav Shechter Shlita also said he doesn't think the minig would apply to something that no one in their right mind would use for roofing material. That is manenu. In our culture, no one would ever use that as something that they would use for shelter, and mela, that minig was only about something that you might come to confuse with regular building materials. So these are the various tzadim lahakel in these, I guess, less expensive kinds of eitzos for schach. Okay, have a great day, everybody.